Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 6:30 in the morning London time on Friday, the 15th of March. We have a couple of consumer inflation expectation surveys today, one from the United Kingdom and then one in the detail of the University of Michigan's consumer sentiment measure from the United States. These surveys offer employment to journalists who can report on them as if they were meaningful numbers. But from an economic point of view, they're just meaningless noise. Consumers' expectations of inflation are entirely shaped by the price of things that they buy frequently, like food and fuel, and within food, the frequent purchases of food. At the moment, most economies' disinflation is focused on infrequent purchases like consumer durable goods. Inflation expectations have more to do with the price of a Snickers bar than they do with a genuine assessment of where the broader inflation trends are going. Having said that, the slowing of food price inflation in the States and the two-tier pricing structure of UK supermarkets may have lowered the high-frequency inflation experiences of consumers on both sides of the Atlantic, and that may possibly be reflected in today's data. While economically irrelevant, consumers' inflation perceptions or expectations do have a political importance, inasmuch as consumers who misguidedly feel inflation is higher than it actually is will feel disgruntled and possibly resent being told that inflation has come down. The focus of inflation in the recent remarks of US President Biden and former US President Trump reflect this. The political partisan divide is always hilariously available in the Michigan consumer sentiment breakdown of Republican and Democrat supporter sentiment, which shows two groups of people living on completely different planets. The polarization of sentiment is a relatively new phenomenon, and it's further destroyed any lingering idea that sentiment data may be economically helpful. We hear from ECB Chief Economist Lane today, whose remarks should be listened to with reverential attention as befits the word of any chief economist. But markets are going to struggle to get excited. Hopes of a medium-term policy framework being revealed have been repeatedly dashed, and markets are simply waiting to find out how late the ECB is going to be in cutting interest rates. Europe is offering some low-level interest data, Italian retail sales and final consumer price inflation from France. The US has import and export price data that is of mild interest, but not really a strong focus for a Friday. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.